So, we all know, first we have to, reshape our, motivation.
Masuki du chudang yene de imbala da. Lu nono ki chudin de chibi tene ene gesen chiba jenja ngane esi chi hiwe yas. Lu nono ki chudin de dene ene kino chi esi chi yawa te gwane te esi chi sanato wo yinbe esi la da.
So,
Joyu chudu no la.
As most of you all know that mentioned in the preliminary practice that you know our sitting meditation posture is like you know seven Bairocana posture and with that you know with a great virtuous thought then we begin the you know whatever teaching or listening or meditating or so on. So for a moment, you know, we all reflect, you know, within ourselves that, you know, whether we have a good motivation or what kind of motivation we have right now, you know, we think for a reflect for a moment. So everybody try to reflect on our motivation. If it is good, then okay. If it is not good, try to reshape it, and you know, hold that motivation for a moment. And then, you know, gradually we will expand the time to maintain the right motivation.
On that spare
of virtuous thought, you know, we feel, you know, fortunate to have an opportunity to listen and practice this kind of teaching.
Why? Then the Chiba Chichang on any, because in Shangchun Longjun Rinpa Ye Shi Yin Jung Hu Sena Ji, Shangchun Longjun Rinpa Sa Kanti Ji La Se Gu Sena, because in Chidang, Ngo Zhe Du Di Chi Chia Sa Rin Na Ye Te Rin Yang Kutsu Mongbo Ye Di Te Si Chi Hie Gen Sa La Da.
So maintaining this good motivation throughout the teaching and, you know, so Rinpoche gonna explain, you know, a little bit, you know, review what we what we discussed on the last Saturday, since there are some new people, so he gonna repeat that thing one more time.
Shangchu Langji Rinpi Ji Yin Zhuwaan Rabu De Xie Song Na Ani Thoma Daja Denpa Shacha Thupa Ne Zong De Ani Chua Ji Yin Bado Jaga Yi Bindu Ni Junjo Re Sala Da.
So this, you know, this Lam Rim teaching, you know, that source, you know, come from Buddha Shakyamuni, and then, you know, through the great, you know, master of Nalanda, and then to Tibet.
Ani lari chenpo ki tsawan josa lari lari shibi thoma ki ani tsen robo de josa kadir sana ani juwa ji pyo ni pyo na ani lalama shangchu yoyi ani pyo ji la pimpi chu ji sungro chi yisana ya shubha la tene ani juwa ji ki shangchu lang ji dwe ma dan zi tene ezo de lari shibi tsen de thoma tene chungwa re yasa.
So the Lam Rim name, you know, is you know, given by Master Atisha, you know, that great Tibetan king requests Atisha when he Atisha came to Tibet. The king requests Atisha to write a text, you know, that will benefit every Tibetan people. So the Atisha wrote the root text, you know, the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So so then, you know, the name Lam Rim is labeled on that text. So since then, you know, there are many commentaries of different, you know, masters. So then, you know, Lam Rim, this name arises or come into
being. And then, George,
So then, since Atisha came to Tibet, since then, you know, the tradition of great Kadam tradition flourish in Tibet.
Ani chuoji pe ni pe pe ko de la lam yo ni chuoji yo ni ma jin jin ro bo de ani ka dang lang ren ba da ka dang meng a ba ani ka dang jong ba wa sing ye ani jin jin ro bo de song chong wa le sa.
And after you know, after the Atisha, then there comes three different Kadam practitioner lineages. One is a lineage of the instruction, and one is lineage of the, you know, lineage of the scripture, and one is Kadam Shungpa Wacha
Kadam Mengapa
Kadam Mengapa
Kadam Lamrimpa
Lamrimpa. And third is you know, the Kadampa lineage, you know, lineage of gradual path practitioner.
Kadam Shungpa Wacha Zoman Zengen Rode Gihi Poto Arendwa.
So the founder of the Kadampa practitioner, who, you know, who scriptural practitioner, founder is
Gishe Poto.
Is Kadampa Gishe Potowa. And the gradual paths Kadampa lineage practitioner is founder is the is called the Nejo Gombapa.
Ani menga ba de gishe senga.
and the lineage of the instruction Kadamba practitioner is Chengapa.
Desonga ki jin de ma le de ne da da chuchen nang kha jen lo ta nyang nang kha jen sing de la ni menga songa ki menga chi de den de do as.
So since then, you know,
menga chi de de se ge sa ma de ta menga songa khole ye sha ta.
So then there comes the three different Kadamba lineages. And then, you know, all the three lineages, you know, lineages received and possessed by the Kadamba master.
Kadamba yin, lota naga jansi sa na. Kadamba yin na. Kadamba jiru mocha yin lari ye juba shasati.
And is a... is a called a great yogi, you know, is called Lodak Namkhai Gelsen in Tibet. So Lama Tsongkhapa also received the, you know, the teachings from these masters.
Kasi nga ti dacha temba shacha tuba nga zonde jaga ki chung rin de mato kasi jiru mochi ki chua jila matupa de shirin kasi nga chusu lo me ase te tenu re sa lata.
So last time we only talked about up to the Atisha, you know, unbroken lineage up to Atisha, then now, you know, from Atisha, then how the lineages come to Tibet, you know, that's how it happened.
Ta long jirin bi jumba de xie de jun me che de ta da ye da je tem ba sa je tu pa lu tu du a sa la da.
So in this way we should understand that, you know, this text is authentic and, you know, it is taught by Buddha Shakyamuni.
So
this we try to go through the Lamrim great Lamrim composed by Lama Tsongkhapa.
So
tradition of the Buddhist tradition, when you write any kind of any kind of text, you know, it begin with a salutation to a salutation to a salutation to any great beings.
Dilo gopa kare yore se sona ani nego zombi pache shewa da tatu ani tabadan tanji chimba tabi gopa yore se.
Why the reason why they begin with the salutation to the meditational deities or Buddhas or the lamas, because in meantime because of that salutation's blessing, it will purify the obstacles success to finish the task, and eventually attain the Buddhahood. These are the reason why they saluted.
And also,
one of the unique reason to salutate is that, all the Buddha's teaching is divided into three baskets. So, when you read the text, the author salutate to whomever other saluted through that we will know that this treatises or this text belongs to this basket or that basket, you know, immediately you know looking at the salutation.
Nyo chenon zon mese shio la del chenon zo yi kola ma go den nyo to so na ji ma jer wo chi la de chu se mo zo chu se ji la zo ma se hie ti se ma den ri ji la chenon so so nga so ra ji ga ga ki den jo den den yin bi den da la nga go gu mun du se ne ji lu den den ri tong chu ma dong a che mo ne don den de la ma go pa la nga u ju jo ne jo wa den ne zo de jo wa ja ta den le ji ka le jo ga na jong de la go ta ne u ju ja wi yin sang ye po ba chi je gu sa la da.
So since we come here and you know maybe we will do you know this thing for maybe maybe hour or so, so in that time you know please you know pay full attention, even something you didn't understand, but you know think about that, you know, leave a great imprint in our mind stream, and you know to realize the to attain the realization, even it will take you know take many lifetimes, you know, we don't back off or we don't lose our, you know, determination or enthusiasm.
Ma so ye che de le ji to ba shu ye de ji zhen chu de ngo xie sheng de pe che ta gu ma re sheng ga zu ye se jiu chu rong ga zu gang ga le le lo chen bu jiang jiu ro wa shi la da xiu ji ji qian duo de ji qian bu de den zhe ge tuo san le dan ne ga zu ye long duo ji to ba ni tuo xin de ne ka bu re shi la da.
So you know looking at our, you know, our looking at our situation and our interests, you know, we can able to tell that we won't attain any great realizations in this lifetime, cause you know we don't have that a great enthusiasm.
So 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 le sha sha chan da wo chi jian ne jiong de le chi jiu de wo de jiong de le men ban de wo chi xiu qie de an yong da ru chi da shi.
So in this way, you know, what we can do is we can develop a great aspiration toward this you know practice, and we will try our best to understand, you know, even you know one line.
And ni jero mo che ye de la so de ke den te da tang yi ji ne se de ni kyo wa de de je che ro so ge me bi go ne ne se ne ni ne ba ku sha ya re sa la mo so ke den ji de ji ne si tu wa che go.
So in this way you know Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that you fortunate people listen this teaching with deep admiration. So you know we should understand we are one of the fortunate one as mentioned by Lama Tsongkhapa.
Kono chidang lama soki lari sunji jia suna lari ye kono chichin rogo chi jogu duwa de kandir reza na lari singi de kandir chi reza na keden chi chuban na je teba chenpi salan roya ye chulu chi reza na sunga reza lada keden chuban na je teba chenpi lalan roya ye langa chi chulu sena langa sena reza.
So what if somebody asks, you know, what is lamrim, then we will answer that lamrim is, you know, the fortunate person, you know, who can go into go on that path to full enlightenment.
아니 루루도 토미니 장수 정보 신다 전부 루루도 토미니 장수 정보 송다
and also you know Lamrim is the you know great tradition of the Nagarjuna and Basubandhu.
Ani George ne, ani jorambu ji pada ani tu ji ji samo. Segudwa. George ne ani jorambu ji pada ani tu ji ji samo ma le yojo. Tu ji ji sana je ta danga samo.
And
nyanyu ji gonu ma danga punjo.
And also, you know, this is the, you know, this is the essence of the experiential instruction that come from Atisha and Lama Tsongkhapa.
Ani chuju pumbu jechun chitung yin nyumbu kanga diwi kansa ji tsangja yirinba jishenge.
And this is also the essence of all the, you know, 84 teachings of the Buddha, you know, sum up into Lamrim that, you know, if one practice, you know, then, you know, one can able to attain full enlightenment, you know, by practicing this Buddha's essence of the teaching Lamrim.
So what we're going
to listen the subject or the teaching is like that.
So in this way,
you know, when Rinpoche going through at that time, you know, we the listeners also kind of reflect on this kind of greatness and have some kind of, you know, feeling in the teachings. So now we go through the text and, you know, if you guys have a, you know, translation, then we will start from the salutation.
Tombo de nune jiru mba chishon de mazang ke chupa jiru de tombo ini daje tenpa shaja tupa la ini chupa jiru shara yes.
So beginning of the teaching, you know, first beginning of this text, first Lama Tsongkhapa drew the salutation to the Buddha Shakyamuni.
So
it began with the Sanskrit Namo Guru Manzu Gokhaya or Goshaya. So it so the Lama Tsongkhapa always, you know, saluted to Manjushri, you know, beginning of his all the texts.
Tā tōma dājā tēmbā shācā tūpā lō kārī gōne jītā chūpa jūpā lō chūpa jūsī mōmbō yore tē kārī sēnā kūsūn tūchī yendē jūpī gōne chūpa jūpā lē sā tā.
So then Lama Tsongkhapa saluted to the Buddha Shakyamuni. So how Lama Tsongkhapa did the salutation to the Buddha Shakyamuni is reflecting on the greatness of the Buddha's Buddha's quality of the body, speech, and mind.
아니 그 이거는 제가 가르잖아. 아니 낮에 땜바샤제 두배 그때 가를 때는 종화를 써서는 주피순 써봐. 시와 본차 뭐 예수 안주 그치래 선에 소마래잖아. 평소 결례 제외 준비 거세.
So how Buddha saluted Lama Tsongkhapa saluted to the Buddha's body is like mentioned here. 평소 결례 제외 준비 거 means that Buddha's how you know Buddha's come Buddha's body come into being is Buddha's body's caused by you know caused by numerous numerous virtuous cause.
And how
Lama Tsongkhapa saluted to the Buddha's speech is that Buddha's speech can fulfill all the wishes of you know infinite sentient beings.
되지. 맞아. 송영양 라두 주세네 되세네 레레신의 시외디. 아니 길이 먼저와 타린통. 아니 장르기 된다 간대바야바데 송지를 때네 고통이 된 레레도 와서라.
So that means it is like you know if Buddha speak in one language, you know. Different species they can understand in their own language, and you know, and also they can hear, whatever their you know desire, and you know, no matter how far and how distant and how near you know the species are, they can hear. In the same volumes.
Malaysia, Chichen Zibi, too, said the Inni, Shija Chinichi, Kandichi Yonaya, Jetawaja, the Pena, Lapitin, and Mosuki, Jura Ziba Jandasa, when a Chuk Kandichi Yonaya, and Mosuki Migi Zula Tao, and a Yetuji Chimbe, and Shija Tangila, and a Tuji the Chen to go at Esalon.
And how you know Lama Tsongkhapa saluted to the Buddha's mind is that Buddha's mind can know everything what is knowable at a single moment, like you know, like we see. A flower through a naked eye. Buddha's mind is like that. So mentioning this great qualities of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, you know, he who possesses this kind of quality is Buddha Shakyamuni. So, and he is chief of the Shakya clan. So he bowed down on the Buddha Shakyamuni's feet.
And
it can elaborate real precisely one word, the first line can be commented into body, speech, and mind, all three.
어, 됐지. 땡어, 저게, ngatsuki tamay parijil sanna donso na ngatsuki linga yeson de beden gawari wawasalada. Sanje se son na, eni kusun tuso ngon yemen chibi ngon chidi, eni re duyo di kon gawari wawasalada.
So, because, you know, like us, you know, we ordinary persons, body, speech, and mind are contradict each other, but you know, Buddha's body, speech, and mind is in one nature, so there is no any contradiction that if you praise Buddha with this first line to the body and same to the mind and same to the body, it didn't contradict like ours.
Bena ngatsu ge ji sanan ri hita tong ne samje seng de kusun tu sung ho ye me re se de ngatsu ge ta da kusun su se ne re ling a yi sung seng de ni sha ta de ji ji phong bo ra pa ra pa ra wa sa samje seng de kusun tu sung ho ye me re sa la yi de ni lun se tsang le tu ba se la gre sa la da.
So, you know, our body, speech, and mind is really, you know, really coarse. You know, like, you know, it is, our body is made out of, you know, blood and flesh and bones and like that. But, you know, Buddha's body, speech, and mind is in one nature, cause it is in the manifestation of mere wind energy and the subtle mind.
Tenriji ko de ne de sona den ren bo je de chi sona ji tong gong che gu do la da su ta ren bo de bo ji da xin de ne chang mo de bo ji gu ne ro gong che gu do sona ji tong na ko to ba sa ge je cha song sa la da.
So in this way, if we say like that, then you know, we cannot comprehend. So we gotta have to think, you know. Think, and then, you know, it seems like really far away that we cannot comprehend. So we gotta think really, you know, deeply, because it is very, very subtle. Not like coarse or not like you know, gross like ours.
Ngo so je ne chi ji ju to tema da le ya ko chi so so gi go so gi be go ne ni da je tem ba sha che to ba la ta yu go ne ni chi so so gi me ban ro ba cha na me se gi ko go su po bi so sa ro ro wa sa la.
So in this way, you know, like Lama Tsongkhapa did, we also, you know, do the same, you know, salutation to the Buddha at this time, then, you know, we can also, you know, accumulate a great deal of merits.
So, you
guys have a direct translation of this for these stanzas?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That the Katula Ben, Daja Temba Shajatu, Kandaji, Sholo Kategi, and then Koalin Betoni, any Tebachetuachi Chagors.
So if you have that, then you know, if somebody asks, you know, how what kind of Buddha Shakyamuni's body, speech, and mind is, you know, then you reflect on the, you know, this stanza, and through that stanza, you know, you should understand, you know, how Buddha Shakyamuni look like.
Tai sholo ka nipa tinda kasi nga daje temba shaje tupi samutai jachi yirinpa di ni jawa shamba goma ni jibari samutai ji yirinpa di jizan jambayon la jibari sen yi ni shang jambayon ni la shatsi pari esa la da sholo ka nipa tih.
So then now we go to the next stanza. You know, it salutate to the, you know, Maitreya, and the Manjushri cause, you know, the vast and the profound teaching holder is Manjushri and Maitreya. So because of that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa saluted to these two bodhisattvas.
Tatu sendan dame temba te seji cho jeyin zeba kin jo khana ne jame sin de tribe na ro ma phon jam be yon la ki sha che ma sha che lo as je de lo me lo tu re lo ma tu che ma ne de ngai ti sho lo ka ten de shi jo wan de dame temba te seji cho sen da de da che temba sha cha tu ba lan dame je temba sa ne ni song gu re sa la
so it says dame temba te seji cho in Tibetan. So, oh boy. And it says, what does that mean is, you know, we called Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, uncomparable teacher. So, you know, so in this way, the Manjushri, here it says, is the is the best son of the uncomparable teacher.
Masukin dami tembasen mhawan dami ini chusun baden dami bare esen songre eslada chume chusun baden dami ba kanre sezona jenda gi chute na rani gi ziba jenda ini jetawa jenda jen la tentung ite sanje ma to ya mare insan sanje la mhawan dami tyomban dami songre sene ini songu du selada.
So it says uncomparable means, you know, Buddha is uncomparable teacher, and Buddha's teaching is uncomparable teaching, cause, you know, cause why this is uncomparable is Buddha can teach, you know, as he sees, you know, he got all the realizations what he teaches. So, like, you know, like Rinpoche, you know, teaches about the, you know, impermanence and about the, you know, emptiness and bodhicitta and like that, you know, he don't have all those realizations and he don't see all this as it is, but, you know, he teach, you know, through the text, you know. So he is not uncomparable teacher, but Buddha's, you know, when teaching is uncomparable, teacher is uncomparable, and why? Because, you know, whatever he teaches, he can sees everything directly. So that is how, you know, Buddha is an uncomparable teacher.
So 또 대우샤나 미르면도 제윤 제바겐 저 카나네세데 아니 산제 유코손 투진 제바 아니 소긴 제바 데서 간가 아니 소소게 다네진 맞은 맞아 쿠드네 렘바레살라다
So then incomparable teachers you know best son is there are many sons but you know among all the sons you know Maitreya and Manjushri is they both are the best among all the sons because you know they take all the responsibilities of the Buddha's deeds of the body, speech and mind and you know they manifest or emanate infinite to the infinite sentient beings to fulfill their wishes. In this way, you know, reflecting on this, Lama Tsongkhapa did the salutation to these two bodhisattvas.
Pena nga tsumpa pende si jawa na, pena jibi se dege ini, jibi mbangi shawa kanche ba de ini, jibi se ge ini kulen ba de sengi chi sheya rawa se la da.
So it is like, you know, the king and the prince. So, you know, prince take the, all the responsibilities, look after the, you know, king's subjects. It is like that. So in this way, like a king and the son, you know, their main job is to look after the well-being of the subjects. So it's a great king and the you know son, and they sent you know their representatives or the officers throughout the small towns and villages to look after the well-being of that town and villages. So like that, you know, the bodhisattvas, they don't have any problems to emanate themselves into whatever the you know the sentient beings needs, so they become like you know the representative or the officers look after the small villages and town. Likewise, you know these two bodhisattvas, you know, emanate in different forms and different places, and you know they do the you know. Look after the well-being of sentient beings.
Oh, yeah. That's all. Can you put in it? Jizan Shamba Gombodan, Jizan Jambe, and you'll tell us about Sholoka Nibati, and it turned out to us.
So, this is a brief explanation of this second stanzas, mainly salutation to the Maitreya and Manjushri.
Just date in the quality, like you know, to trot and each other. Shumacheron to date in the quality of Salada.
So, you guys look after your translation book carefully, and if you know, if the translator make a mistake, then you know, you can ask questions later on. If you could do like that, then you know, it will. Remember later on more clearly.
So we
stop here for break.
단지 등원수 사관다긴 제린진도 대주
So you guys mostly focus on your book, that English translation, because you know maybe My translation, maybe it really kind of translate totally different. Who knows? So, you know, you guys look, focus on your translation book, and then later on, if there is something you want to know further, then you can ask questions.
Just pensing about the question. 카두카두 따져야는 숨마셔줘라. 도바이브 카두 따져이제 이제. 양 따져는 따져는 현재 부착만. 벤슨 로브지 따져는 아마 셔줘라.
So if you guys have something doubt, you wanna remark, then you can bring us fine pencils and do write down on that on the book. Then later on you can erase it. So that helps. So when you look on write on the other sheet, then sometimes you put the sheet in different place, then different place you gotta you know lost it.
당연히는 쇼로크 진대게죠. 아니는 것도 좌절이 저게 인다슬라다.
So Rinpoche is gonna explain one more stanzas, then we're gonna do the question answers.
단저 다저 댐버 샤자 두번에 지든 자매여당 자와 샴방 공부니 사이 넘버를 비 채널로 왔을라다 다 문의 집어 토마 있는 공부를 파바 토미 지니 집어릴라다
So so from Buddha Shakyamuni to Manjushri and Maitreya is this lineage is called the you know Bodhisattva All the we call Hla. Hla means in Sanskrit or in Hindi is called Deva, and I guess in English it is celestial being. So these are not human being like us. They are the Bodhisattvas, the celestial being, Maitreya and Manjushri, and these are the celestial lineage holder. And then through these two bodhisattvas, then it come to the human lineage. So human lineage comes from this Nagarjuna and so on.
Shinto Papa Kawa Jaya Yung Singe Deyene, Daje Tenpa Shaja Tupi Songyi, Daje Yung Shiraji Paro Ngaya Kasi Chuji Pongpo Je Tushi Tungi Nyingpo Dela Yene, Shiraji Paro De Shinbi Yung Singe Deyene, Shinto Papa Kawa, Yene, Pena Sopo De Jache Yeno Ne, Lu Tame Pa Yene, Lu San Yilin Deba Nabuchi. Jila Yene, Pena Yung Sege Re Salada, Sanje Ye Song, Shishin Jin Dode Rambuchi Le Yung Sege Re Salada.
So it says, so hard to comprehend the it says Geve Yum is mother of Buddhas. So here mother of Buddhas is labeled to the perfection of wisdom. So perfection of wisdom is the essence of all the Buddha's teaching. And it is really profound, deep, subtle. It's really hard to comprehend by people like us.
Tendu ye hin de baba kawa ye ne ne yong ngo chuge yong se so na ne jeda yong de la mo bo ja ge be na sanje ge song la yong ko re ne lang do ni do be shara la yong ko re sa dan de yong de ne sanje ge song ro lo ko ge re sa na
So the mother means the definition mother. A mother can be, can be many things. So here, mother means it is just for the perfection of wisdom text. And you can call mother to the realization of. Emptiness is called the mother too.
Ndeje. Tendu yong ye gomba de ne gomba chetawa jen den jeng zambul ni de la thoman jeng de ne me sha tu jen de thoman jeng de la ne samo yi chan gomba lu du da ja che yi chan ne papa thome sen la gre yes la.
So that kind of a profound a perfection of wisdom text, that only the that kind of text, you know, the first who precisely, you know, precisely interpreted by human, first human is Nagarjuna, and you know, it's called here is Pakwa Tome, Ludu Tome. Tome, I don't know, is Basubandhu or what it says.
And
Asanga, yep, yep, that's it.
And Tendri yinze gombo ludu ki karen zeyar sana yini omi yongde la peme ki oma ribi tsuru se samon pena yongshira ji para deshimi reba sana re tendri ji yini oma ribi tsuru sana yini tenjen da bote tun zeyar sana de rizo tru sana.
So the how they interpreted this profound teaching of the Buddha, the you know perfection of wisdom, the Nagarjuna, you know, interpreted and make a commentary of perfection of wisdom, six different volumes of reasoning text as a interpretation or the commentary to perfection of wisdom. And also that is why you know Nagarjuna is called the second Buddha of our time.
Papa Tome ji jitsen shamba du jitsen shamba hie zhe ne ne ga den yene la phe ne jitsen shamba gong bo ye ne kar sa shangchu denga se de song de yin de ba la papa ga sa papa tome ye ne sa denga se ne den de yi jong zang ya le sa la da.
So then Asanga, you know, Asanga meditate on Maitreya for, you know, you guys have heard, for many years, 12 years or so. Then eventually, you know, Asanga got the, you know, vision of Maitreya, and, you know, Asanga went to the Maitreya's, you know, celestial abode over there, and Asanga received the, you know, six teachings of Maitreya. And then Asanga come back to the earth, and Asanga make a interpretation or the commentary is called, you know, it's called five sadenga. Sadenga means sa is path, denga is five branch. I don't know how to translate. Anyway, there seems like there is a five different texts emphasizes on the, you know, on the vast method, and the Nagarjuna side is a profound. So these are method and wisdom. So this kind of teaching, you know, if we wanna study and if we wanna implement, put into practice, you know, the authentic teaching still exists nowadays too.
Ludu Tome Nitibi, Gentu, Zambulin, Zambin Zebashim, Zalin Zebashi, Gentu, Salagri Salada.
And including Nagarjuna and Asanga, there are eight, you know, very famous, great in Nalanda Indian masters. So they're called six ornament and two excellence, I think. So these are the, you know, great pandits who got you know, heads, not the Buddhas, these are. And over here, These are all those, you know, great Indian pandit or the masters. Great pandits, including Nagarjuna and Asanga, and those eight Nalanda pandits, they are famous and renowned in the three worlds. You know, three world means three realms. We called Sasumlana Dukam Sukam Sumekam. Is underworld, you know, on the earth, and above the earth.
Oh, Tendu yin yon su tabi yin, ludu tome nyin lo gosun kyu pa chen mi gona shaa tse ga yin san, yin jirun bo chen yin gosun kyu pa gona shaa tse ba re yin san.
So, reflecting on those great pandits, including, emphasizing Nagarjuna and Asanga, you know, with Lama Tsongkhapa's three door, bow down on their feet. So now, if you guys have some doubt or some comments or some questions, then we will do now.
When you refer to Manjushri and Maitreya as celestial beings, as opposed to human beings, when at the time of Shakyamuni's was here, and they were his disciples, then is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Would they have been considered celestial beings at that time,
mm-hmm.
when they were disciples also?
Okay. Chamjanya de mimarvasa harvasa phayindzamba ta. When Buddha gave the teaching at that time, Maitreya and Manjushri, they are in the audience in real.
So maybe
we can believe or maybe not, but when Buddha Shakyamuni gave the teaching, at that time, in the audience, there are human beings, and there are celestial beings, and there are subhumans, and there are many different spirits, and, so on. But, we human beings cannot see them, but Buddha Shakyamuni sees all in his teaching audience.
Tengi chidang kechari la dung jen, daje tenpa kono ki kolo ngosu yini layi tundu ki jiwa shengen tundu ya kondu yore sa la da. Tanda nge shiba ti chidang ni ngosu ki yongra la tundu ki yore sa na songjin ri ma do. Chidang daje tenpa shaje tupi ki kolo yini shangchu senpa sa tongpo la nengi tusu ngosu yu pegu yore sa la da.
So that is in general, in general, Rinpoche didn't say that, but it's my little bit addition. Like when Rinpoche teaches, it says, I will teach in the human language and celestial language and Naga's language and subhuman's language and like that. So So believing there are some, you know, some other than we human being, there are being exists. So they are in the audience too. So that is how the in general. But when the Buddha Shakyamuni's time, these celestial beings or bodhisattvas, youthful bodhisattvas, there are many, many in real, and they can communicate with Buddha like we do.
Matsugi lama tsugi sunju man nobi ne gasal ne la da ma da gasal hai ge da lo de ne ji ke se me ba che ne ani den ju me ba che ne ma sun gasal la me da me ba che gre se ani de yu ko le de ne shin ye re se na lama sun sunju ye re se la da ma su sunju ma no ko la ani sho lo ka de ne ne de ne je gu do de sha ye re se la da.
So now Rinpoche said that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that, you know, in tradition, you know, when before the teaching, with a teaching mudra, then the lamas recite this kind of stanzas that, you know, I will teach in human language and celestial beings' language, Naga's language, and subhumans' language, you know. They visualize like that, and, you know, we can't see, but, you know, there are many, many other beings too in the audience.
And it's it. And it?
Bob-san.
Mm-hmm.
Rinpoche said that the Buddha's body, speech, and mind are of the nature of wind energy and subtle mind. Will
Rinpoche
expand on that,
just to make it clear what that is? Ta kiji kusho glass asa, an chumden dege ta kusun tuksum de ngoche gres, ngoche ginda khandere lana ane de dila tes deshe mangs kabro chetes.
Pena nirasada. Pena nga tsugi nyuguchi jeso na, ane neyadegi sabenche, ane chudu li nyugi henji jeji cheguro wasa na, nga tsugi tijinti yongda tawaro wasa la dhaliyatum. Pena.
So, we all know that when we plant a seed, then, you know, substantial cause of that sprout is that seed, whatever, barley or peas or whatever, and the immediate cause is the fertilizer or the moisture and like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, likewise, if we say that, you know, the subtle wind, lungi, the subtle wind is the substantial cause, and the mind is the, you know, immediate cause. If we think, say like that, you know, what kind of understanding we get.
Te kan re se sona shang chu gi sen de tong yu de lo ni bu de ngo ji de so ne de ye ni long sen ye le ka chen long sen de pi gi zu si xia wan de wo ji de ne ji lao gu se.
So how we going to understand this thing is that, you know, the great altruistic mind, bodhicitta, and the realization of emptiness, you know, become one, and, you know, become one, and that these two, to manifest in the nature of wind and the subtle wind and the subtle mind. If explained like that, then what kind of understanding we get?
Pena donyo do velo da changju sen ngo ye mi ye me pyo ngo ye ku chin den sha te ku ngo ne pa le chong ye re sa la so na chu su kwa kar le sar sa ja.
And also if somebody asks you that, you know, the realization of emptiness and the bodhicitta, you know, these two both, you know, transform into a body of a meditational deity or a Buddha in front of you, then what kind of understanding we get? Can we comprehend that, or, you know, what?
So
if this further explanation get little clear or same as it is,
that's okay.
So like Buddha's body, you know, and the realization of emptiness and those bodhicitta and those things, you know, it is really hard to explain through the words if you don't have a kind of, you know, experiential, you know, realization or something like that, you know, it is really hard to explain.
Ngatso pe na kansa ase na me se so na sanje tyen ro kan di ji se so na ji sha ta di jin ji su ji ra pa ji do do ji la yin me sanje ba jong sing ji na wa ko gu ma do pe lo yi ya zang ji ji sanje sing ji no wa ji no ko tu gu mun do wa se la da.
So generally for us, you know, if we say, you know, person or the cow and horse and like that, you know, immediately, you know, we understand, like, you know, a person is like made out of blood and flesh and bones and like a solid thing, and horse and cows are the same, like, you know, with a tail and with a horn and something solid there. But, you know, we cannot realize that the person and cow and all those things are mere, you know, mere label on that object or mere imputation of our thoughts. We don't realize that.
Tanang atuke si so na zu de shepa sing ne beden gawari ma de zu de shepa yin ba de jin yo hia ko yo ma de sala.
So when we think, then, you know, if we say, you know, form and mind, you know, there is no any compatible mind and form. They are totally contradict each other and totally different.
Long sing it zu de sala da ni sheba da long ni bo de ngo ye me yong xie ko ma ro wa sala.
And same like, you know, subtle wind is a form, and subtle mind is not form. You cannot feel, you cannot see, and no shape, no color, and like that.
Shin de chai lu sen sen ge lo ko le so na ni ngo e me yong chu wa sa la.
So if we have a really deep understanding of the subtlest wind and the subtlest mind, then, you know, we will gain some understanding of the oneness of the subtle mind and the subtlest mind and the subtlest wind. So that is how he can explain.
Yeah, the model, yes. Yeah.
Is subtle body and celestial body, are they different?
Ta kogla de suk chamo de da ani phai suk de chikbar mesa.
Marela da. Phai pen zu chamo de phai zu le ta wa yer sala da.
So the subtle body is subtler than the celestial body.
Pen de de zu chamo de da pen sheba chamo ge leka jebala.
So, like right now, we possess that, you know, subtlest wind and subtlest mind, but we cannot able to function right now. Because, you know, in order to function this subtlest wind and subtlest mind, all the gross level of mind and wind need to be totally dissolved.
And
any more?
Just as a Nagarjuna and a Sangha, they were considered reopeners of the chariot path or rediscoverers of the chariot path. But do you know what I'm speaking about? So is that why he, in this list, he doesn't say that, but because they reopened those paths, that was important to get back into Patisha?
Shingde solje lagir wasa di digbol labju da lab mindusa ina eta konyi la shingde solje lab goye de ani kharso reta de choje ge lamrim de ani kharso reta ji gyuba penge ge kundo sonda de ge ni shingde solje lab rebesa
Gondala de Chi Tratan Jotas, and Gatio and Shinta Chimbani, Lady Bis, Catholic, taking the head of the Jago Train, the Ursalada.
So you are right, this chariot, you know, thing stanza is coming later on. So he is sorry, your question is a little earlier than his teaching.
And you turn to yourself.
I have a question. Rinpoche made the comment about form and mental labeling. So, for example, most people in the world, regardless of language, will look at a cow and agree that, oh, this is a cow. And we teach our children a name for the cow. But we would all commonly perceive the form. And I was wondering, could this be used as an indication that we all are by nature clear light mind and Buddha nature because we perceive the same misconception in that sense?
I don't understand. Can you say one more time?
If you know, around the world, anywhere, you know, if people look at a cow, they see generally the same form. And English language will say this is a cow, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Rinpoche had indicated that this form, we give a mental label, we call it a cow. Another form we call a flower, another form we call a chair. But these are all ultimately misconceptions of their true nature. And so can that, because we commonly do that, the average person, can we look at that as an indicator of our, that we all have a clear light mind at our root, or Buddha nature at our root, because of the fact that we all commonly misconceive the true nature of these things? Is that any clearer to you? Is our common misconception the indicator that we have the same root Buddha nature?
Kogelamna Dila in Zeltanganzu Sangma Logita Karsugore So, misconception like, you know, like flower, red flower. When we see a red flower, then, you know, the red flower is, you know, is a valid perception.
Yes.
Because it is not a misperception. No. It's a valid perception.
Exactly, right.
But, you know, we cannot see, you know, that that red flower is because of coming to being because of different causes and conditions. We cannot able to perceive that.
But we seemingly commonly generate the same image. Yeah. If a group of people were all seeing the red flower,
Medomabu de Chashawa in Naya, two chigdu, any Hinchiki, two chigdu, me Gayoman, a jagged Medomabu, Chipa Tungrima, the jiggy, Medomabu, Gashi, Kabu, and Gashi, Sebu, the Tungumaras.
Medomabu imbati, Jetania Travel, and Jetania Semari, Semari, Medomabu imbana yi, Mabu res, Kola Lohiri Segumarisala.
So, everybody sees the red flower. That is renowned in the world, the red flower. And, you know, when we perceive red flower, perceiving red flower is not the misconception. That is valid perception.
Because,
you know, it is renowned to the world, the red flower. So there is no any further objection or any debates.
Tendu ji meto insi ji ngubi nesi ji nan sanatong di ko mabo yin bichal sema ne gu mare da ko mabo yin ba te ni koro yi tin ne tu ba ji nga so ye tata ta de de re sala da.
So that perceiving red flower alone is not a misperception, it's a valid cognition. But, you know, that red flower, you know, exists from that own sight, you know, we perceive that at the same time when we perceive the red flower. So that thing is not valid perception. There are many wrong perception or wrong views.
Then do you meto mabute in a tende in Bachasana Tongolada? Tende pena caralitan a chongores, a tajevidi, any jitinatan a chongores and a tende rapa, any tema tatrales on a loy yazan jitendi residi, and she in the tumble of Pandoy, Tumbanis, a tende pandogos.
So, like when we perceive that red flower, you know, if we got an understanding that, you know, this red flower is a dependently originated, And if we go subtle than that, then, you know, this red flower is mere imputation of our thought or mere labeled, you know, as a red flower. So then our understanding, perception or understanding get deeper.
I think I need to clarify one point. My own question is more clear to me. Is that the actual source, the presence of this red flower that we're discussing, is by our individual clear light mind source. And then that each of us individually will agree that we're perceiving this. The root of the question was: is can this be used as an argument that we all have the clear light mind nature?
Tadi medo mabo di yoba di samagi tungu yores, thala medo mabo ye ready yores. Di indu zamba di ki ta mitsamalogu tungu chikba tungwa da medo mabo yimba di samalogu thala yoba di indu zamba nganzo samma di junsengi. That deshe jamne dila dende songza ane nganzu tsangma lola ane di karisu ure di sanje ki deshin shebe rik yus junzen dila dende lapcho gure vayas ane medo maabu di pajuda dhuzu tongba ra
dende gyeche marasada nganzu deshe shebe ri yus yede nganzu chungba di Jenda chile tenba chima to jenla ma tenba tu me wa te ni tela ni tomba ni segre yes jenla ten yo pa sa chima to ma tenba me wa yes ne ma tenba ki tonga de tomba ni ti ngo la ni ri yes la go sa la da sanje sa la jenla ten ne ngo so ka ga jenla ten ne chung wa chi ro as ten ne chung wa de ma tenba ki tu be ma tenbi tonga se go ro ta ka je jenla ma tenbi tu be tonga Kaji de sen rangshin chi yue sen nga sen yin de zhen la tenne chu bachi ma to zhen la ma tenpa me bachi yi tong bachi la penne tenjin shibi deshen nyingpo sen na re eni rangshin chi yue sen wa sen na kola kogor sen la.
So the clear light or the, you know, Buddha nature is something like, you know, we all are dependently originated. Because of dependently originated, we are empty of, you know, inherent existence. So, you know, because of that, you know, we all possess the Buddha nature or the clear light.
Tanya lepa jabu gyate tele tharu tyon tamba sing de cheso na ni meba chila tomba ni sala gore sa
so like when we investigate like flower in a conventional level then you know there is no any contradiction that there is a valid valid perception or valid cognition then if we go further than that we investigate the ultimate nature of that thing, then, you know, our perception becomes wrong or misperception and miscognition like that. So we stop here and, you know, reflect on the kindness of all those lineage teachers and, you know, we also, you know, make a determination that follow in their footsteps and eventually, you know, wish to obtain the Buddha would for the sake of all sentient beings. That kind of dedication we're going to do.
Sajji Kulatni Jujim Dodamah